This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
هي صحبي أجمعين وبعد يروي الإمام أحمد في مسنده بسند صحيح عن عبد الله بن عمر بن الخطاب رضي الله عنهما قال قال النبي صلى الله عليه وآله وصحبه وسلم حديثنا collection of Imam Ahmad and has an authentic chain narration narrated to us by Abdullah bin Umar. So this is the first night of the first 10 nights of Dhul Hijjah. So tomorrow is the first day of Dhul Hijjah. And that puts Eid on Wednesday, and not this Wednesday, the one after, and it puts Arafah, or the Waqf al-Arafah, on Tuesday. And we will have some events, and we'll let people know, inshallah, as we go along. But for sure, it's worthy of observing these 10 days in whatever capacity you are capable of observing them. And that differs from one person to the other, depending on what they can do. And the hadith tonight is basically focused on that. And this is what he says, alayhi salatu wasalam, qala, ما من أيام هي أعظم عند الله ولا أحب إليه العمل الصالح فيهن من هذه الأيام العشر فأكثروا فيهن من التهليل والتكبير والتحميد. He said, عليه الصلاة والسلام, there are no days that are more magnificent in the eyes of God, in the eyes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, nor are there days where good deeds are more beloved to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala than these 10 days. And scholars forever have differed or discussed which are better, the last 10 nights of Ramadan or the first, last 10 days of Ramadan and the first 10 days of Dhul Hijjah. And the opinion that I find to be most amusing and the one that I kind of think is the best is that the last 10 nights of the last 10 days of Ramadan are better than the last 10 nights of the first 10 days of Dhul Hijjah, but the first 10 days in the daytime of the days are better than the first last 10 night days of the last 10 days of Ramadan. I confused you more. It doesn't matter. All you need to know is that these days are extremely important. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that they're most magnificent. And he says subhanahu wa ta'ala, he says alayhi salatu wasalam, that to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala the good deeds within them are most beloved. So his advice to you, which is I'm going to leave you with, أكثروا فيهن من التهليل والتكبير والتحميد, increase to the best of your ability the amount of invocation that consists of saying La ilaha illallah tahleel, or Allahu Akbar takbir, or Alhamdulillah tahmeed. So any form of invocation of Allah where you are reminding yourself of His oneness, or you are showing gratitude, or you are magnifying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in your mind and in your heart, this is something that is heavily advised for us to do as Muslims during these first 10 days. So if you don't have the ability to do all of the other good deeds, because the sunnah of these 9 days, obviously because the 10th day is Eid, is to fast as much of them as possible. The sunnah is to pray as much qiyam as possible. The sunnah is to give as much sadaqah as possible. The sunnah is for you to intend to perform udhiyah on the 10th day, and in that case you kind of go into a similar state of ihram, even though you don't actually wear it, but you don't cut your hair and you don't cut your nails. Even if you do that, your udhiyah is still acceptable. But these are all things that the Prophet ﷺ performed. But if you can't do all of that, and that's difficult for you, which is understandable, and if you're working in a hospital, I can't go 10 days without cutting my fingernails, they'll kick me out. So you have to, this is something you're obligated to perform. But at least increase your invocation, because that's easy. Again, maybe don't do that in a public mall or anything in a loud voice, but do it in your daily occurrences as you kind of go through, as you're driving your car, or as you are walking home, or are you sitting in your house, increase your tahleel and takbir and tahmeed. And that's what we're supposed to do in these first 10 days. And then we're supposed to carry that along, by the way, on the day of Eid al-Adha, Yom al-Nahr, and continue it in the days after. You actually do it in a loud voice where you actually walk around and you do the takbirat that you do on Eid. So this is the sunnah of these days. So if all the good deeds that are recommended on these days and nights that you find difficult, or you don't have the ability to do all of them, which I encourage myself and everyone here to do as many of them as possible, at least that piece. At least increase your tahleel and takbir and tahmeed more than you would or more than you do outside of these 10 days. And that's the reminder that the Prophet ﷺ gave us when he talked about the magnitude and the importance of these days. يروي الإمام أحمد في مسنده بسند صحيح عن عبد الله بن عمر بن الخطاب رضي الله عنهما قال قال النبي صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم ما من أيام هي أعظم عند الله ولا أحب إليه منهن العمل الصالح من هذه الأيام العشر فأكثروا فيهن من التهليل والتكبير والتحميد. صدق رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم. سبحانك اللهم وبحمدك أشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت استغفرك وأتوب إليك وصلى الله وسلم وبارك على نبينا